In front of you stands Second Wind, an abstract painting by Michael Behe, renowned for its vibrant use of color and distinct geometric forms. At first glance, the composition is a striking array of shapes, rectangles, curves, and arcs, all woven together in a tapestry of colors ranging from deep greens and bold reds to bright blues and yellows. The brushwork appears spontaneous yet deliberate, inviting a closer examination of how these diverse elements interact on the canvas. You might notice that no single figure or scene commands your full attention, rather, the artwork encourages your eyes to dance across its surface, taking in the interplay of colors and forms. The overall composition is both cohesive and dynamic, suggesting movement and energy even within the static medium of paint. The title, Second Wind, evokes a powerful metaphor, the ability to find renewed strength and energy, especially during challenging moments. Whether it's a runner who taps into an unexpected burst of stamina halfway through a race or a person who rallies their resources during a daunting task, the concept of a second wind resonates deeply. As you engage with Behe's work, consider how it embodies this idea. Many viewers might feel a surge of exhilaration or invigoration, as if the vibrant colors and dynamic forms are urging them onward. What emotions do you find yourself experiencing as you observe the painting? Do you feel drawn toward any specific color or shape more than another, and if so, why do you think that is? Beyond the immediate visual engagement, there is an invitation to reflect on your personal experience while looking at this artwork. Each viewer brings their own memories and emotions to the canvas, shaping the meaning they derive from it. You are encouraged to consider what thoughts or associations arise as you take in the different elements. Perhaps the arrangement of colors strikes you as reminiscent of a lively marketplace, or the bold forms evoke a sense of modern architecture. The beauty of abstract art lies in its openness to interpretation, the meanings seem to shift and evolve with each glance. Have you noticed any particular shapes or colors that resonate with you, and what might they signify in your own life? As you stand in front of a second wind, the experience of viewing this artwork can evoke larger themes and ideas about art itself. The painting serves not only as a visual delight but also as a conversation starter on the nature of creativity, expression, and emotional resonance. How does this work compel you to think beyond its surface? In a broader context, it invites dialogue about abstraction as an art form, how it differs from representational art and why that difference matters. Behe's work challenges us to break free from the confines of traditional storytelling in art, instead celebrating the pure expression of color and form. This piece ultimately stands as a testament to the power of abstraction in stimulating thought and reflection. It encourages a dialogue about individual perceptions and collective feelings. Viewers may walk away with different interpretations, but all will have engaged in a shared experience of exploration. In reflecting on the idea of a second wind, Behe not only captures the essence of renewal and resilience in his painting, but also invites us to find our own bursts of inspiration. In the end, consider this: what does Second Wind inspire in you? How might exploring your personal experiences with this work deepen your appreciation of abstract art as a form of communication?